Dakota Ia Utuhu Chistina Imakiapie, Washichu Ya Teresa Peterson Imakiapie, Pajuta Zizi Gapi Hechia Tahan Wahie. I'm from the Upper Sioux community. I am Dakota from one of the four reservations in Minnesota. Former vice chair of the Upper Sioux. But prior to that, my work has been working with Indian youth, education, and working in schools. I didn't grow up on the reservation. I'm a product of biracial marriage, and my mom is a product of the Indian Relocation Act. And so during that era, you know, people were told to move away from the reservation. I have, you know, of course, family there and spent a lot of time with them and always felt a draw to return to the community and be with family. And so I did that after I went through college.
Tell us about the Upper Sioux Reservation. What's that like?
The Upper Sioux Reservation is a really small community. 20 years ago, it was really small, like 100 people. Right now, it's grown, and you know, we have, like the other reservations, we have a growing younger population. So we have about 400 and, I want to say, 50, 60 people. We only have about 1,500 acres. It's pretty small. We might have purchased some recently, so.
What have you learned in recent years about the youth in your community?
Well, I think some of the challenges that our youth face is, you know, this barrage of mainstream. Technology is good, but it comes with, you know, some other challenges as well. It's also, you know, big distraction to some things that, you know, could be really important, such as family time and doing things that are, you know, cultural within the community. So I think we're challenged with that. We're challenged with the loss of our language. I introduce myself in the language because I feel like we only have 10 speakers left in Minnesota that speak the Dakota language. So, you know, I'm also committed and passionate about the language there. And
what ideas or what thoughts do you have about working with youth to keep them connected to the culture or the values you think are important from your community?
You know, I think we have to meet youth where they're at. I think that we need to provide them with opportunities to lead and to make decisions about their own future. I think oftentimes us adults think we know what youth need. We need to provide those opportunities for them to make decisions about their own life. And we don't always know what they need. And so we need to be good listeners.
How has the project here, the Leadership Project, been helpful for you?
One of the main things that I always take away from after being here is, one, you don't make assumptions. We always kind of, like I said, make assumptions about what youth need. We also make assumptions about who should lead. And there's always surprises where we find out where people step up to the plate in different ways where we hadn't thought of. So taking off those filters, you know, those assumptions, I think is important. As well as, you know, the leadership piece, we often think that leaders, you know, we kind of pigeonhole them into certain ways of delivering leadership. And to me, leadership really is about how do we mobilize other people and empower people and inspire people to do the work that needs to be done.
I wonder, is there anything you can draw on from your personal experience? I mean, you're from a biracial marriage. You didn't live on the reservation. How did you reestablish or create that strong feeling within you?
You know, I think early on I really struggled with my own identity, sense of belonging, and confidence in myself. And I feel like, you know, that's a continual thing I have to work on. But I gain a lot of that with, you know, opportunities like the Blandon Leadership Program because we are challenged with what can we do in our own community. We're challenged about our own perceptions of what we think is going on. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a continual thing. I'm committed to lifelong learning and, you know, I don't have it down.
You mentioned a little bit ago about filters, removing filters.
Yeah.
Give me an example of what you meant by that.
Well, we're all shaped by our own experiences and, you know, what we've heard. So that's what our filters are. So we always come from our own perspective. And, you know, so we need to step outside of that or take those off and gain perspective from other people and what their experiences are. And I think that's where, you know, when we don't do that, that's when we have some of that breakdown and misunderstanding, you know, lack of communication, lack of, you know, cohesion or synergy.